Welcome to Bookshelf, bringing you stories of local literary luminaries and some great books to read. My name is Raina Menashe, and I'll be your host for this segment. Today I'm interviewing Anat Tor, award-winning author and illustrator of four children's picture books, I Dream of Puffy Clouds, Mama Says, Mama's Bag, and Mama's Shoe. In addition to writing, my guest sings and has been lead singer in a local jazz and blues band called Swingbuck. She's also just completed writing and singing 12 children's songs. Welcome, Anat. It's a pleasure having you on Bookshelf.
Thank you for having me.
Let's begin with your latest picture book, I Dream of Puffy Clouds. I know that in this bedtime story, kids can be kids. They hop away on clouds, they eat ice cream puffs, and float off into outer space. It's a book of the imagination instead of technology. So what motivated you to write it, and how have kids responded?
Well, what motivated me to write is, I think, my fascination of clouds. I think daily when I look up in the sky and if I see a beautiful cloud, I kind of like to let my imagination go and say, oh, that kind of looks like an ice cream puff, or that kind of looks like cotton candy. Maybe I just like sweets. But part of it is when, you know, I have still vivid memories of my childhood. And so I think I have a combination of how I used to think back then and now my six-year-old. So it happened at a time when he was flying away with his dad to visit his grandparents. And I promised that I would write him a book a day until he would see me. So I was supposed to meet up with him 30 days later, which was a long time.
30 books.
Yeah, so I said, okay, 30 days, I need at least 30 pages. Of course, it's not that long. But so I started drawing about the fascination with clouds. What could you do on a cloud when you're on a plane? You know, the clouds you see below, I've always used to imagine, where are the signs? How do the planes know where to navigate? So all that part of the imagination brought onto the book, you know, to have signs on top of the clouds, and, you know, you could actually hop on a cloud or not fall through it. So it's a feel-good bedtime story with good dreams and waking up to a good reality.
So the playful side of you is very strong.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you lie there with your child, or have you looking at the clouds?
We do on a sunny day. You know, if I ever come across a beautiful cloud, I just want to stop and say, oh my goodness, look at that cloud. It's just beautiful. What does that look like? Sometimes they're massive.
Well, your book, The Rainbow Animals, that was your first multimedia production. It has a booklet, CD, audiobook, and DVD. What led you to go in that direction, and what was it like to do this? Would you recommend it for other children's authors?
Well, first of all, it was a lot of work. So
I bet.
The writing part of the book and the illustrating did take a long time. And then to actually write 12 songs to go along with each character.
Sure.
And then I animated it as well. And of course, I had my children sing in the CD. So putting all that time in together, not just myself, but my family, we put in a lot of hours into the actual production. So I definitely would recommend it to other authors if they would like to add that type of element to their books, because I think whenever you mix music and art and a nice story, it gives a nice, overall nice package.
But you really taught it all to yourself, the program.
The program I taught all to myself. I spent many sleepless nights. Also, the motivation to work with something new is kind of, you know, a big factor of it. And I just love it. So it wasn't, I didn't feel like work. It just felt like I was having fun the whole time. So I didn't really even notice how much work went into it. But looking back, it was actually years, years of work.
Motivation. Let's talk about your book, Mama's Shoe. I love the title. It won honorable mention at the New England Book Festival, and I understand that it's based on your experiences with your son. And I couldn't help but notice that three out of four of your books have Mama on the cover. So what is it about parenthood that motivates you so much, that makes it such a theme in your books?
Yes, that's true. I think it's because it's what I know best right now, because I'm a mom, and you know, when you have little children, the cutest things come out of their mouths.
Yes.
And so Mama Shoe, for instance, what inspired that is one day I was running late and I was looking for my shoe. And I said to my younger son at the time, who was about two and a half, can you help Mama find her shoe? And as I was looking for my shoe, I was looking at what he was doing, and he just was, you know, distracted by whatever he came across.
Of course.
As soon as he would find a toy, he would start playing with that toy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kept repeating, where's Mama's shoe? Is it under the bed? No, it's not under the bed. Is it in the closet? No, it's not in the closet. Is it in the toy chest? No, it's not in the toy chest. Where could Mama's shoe be? And then I said, hey, this sounds like a book.
That's a great story. Let's talk about your work as an illustrator. You illustrate your books as well. What's your process of doing that? Do you write your books first and then draw? Do you do it any other direction? Do you base your characters on how real people look or make it up? What's your process?
I think it's a combination. I don't have one set way. I think it changes, but overall, I think I do like to create a storyboard. So if mm-hmm. I know what I'm going to be writing about, I kind of take a piece of paper and divide mm-hmm. it up into little rectangles, and then I will say, okay, I want it to start like this, and then I'll do a little quick sketch, and I'll put a, you know, so if I have an idea, I like to put it down right away so mm-hmm. I don't forget it, and then I'll make a little storyboard, and then it could change. I alter it as I write along. Sometimes I'll illustrate before I write, and sometimes I'll write, and then I'll illustrate according to what I wrote. So it's a combination.
And you enjoy the illustrating.
I love the illustrating. I have to say I have gotten better at it. When I first started, I would have to redo, and I would say, okay, this doesn't look right. And sometimes I would show it to one of my kids, and they would say, that looks strange. And I'm like, what looks strange? Okay, that arm looks funny. So I would change the arm, mm-hmm. or I would change the facial expression. And yes, sometimes I do base it on people mm-hmm. I actually know, or just a little part of what they are, mm-hmm. like some part of character that comes out from mm-hmm. them, or some type of cute facial expression that I like. I'll say, okay, I want my character to have that expression.
Mm-hmm. And do you use paint, or you do the art on the computer?
So I use a combination of markers and pastels. Okay. I like very vibrant colors, mm-hmm. strong colors. So I started when I did the rainbow animals, it was all pastels and oil pastel, so it got extremely messy. I think now I like to use a combination of dry pastels with special type of markers, and the combination together, I think, is the style that I most like.
Very colorful and beautiful. In addition to creating books, you've had an amazingly versatile career of teaching and modeling and singing and math. But I'm fascinated about the music, too. Tell us a little bit about your songs, what they're about, and actually, why don't you sing us a few bars?
Okay, I'll sing Ziggy Wiggy from the Rainbow Animals, and he is a three-toothed giraffe, and his character loves to laugh. He's 22 feet tall, he's not too shy at all. He wears his hair slicked back, he's got a brush for that, and all the rainbow animals love him.
Oh, that's great. So this song and 11 other songs is on a CD.
Yes.
Okay, great. So you're basically creating an entire world, not just a book.
Yes, I guess if you look at it that way, yes.
Your book, Mama Says, has an unusual premise about a three-year-old child's ambition for college. What prompted that book?
That was an actual conversation I had in the car with my kids. And at the time, the youngest was about 2.5, almost 3, and the other one was in kindergarten. And I guess what prompted this book was conversation with my older son at the time. I asked him, you know, in the car, did you do your homework? No, I didn't. I don't want to do my homework. And so mm-hmm. I said, well, you know, if you don't do your homework, then you won't do well in elementary school, and if you won't do well in elementary school, you won't do well in middle school, which means you won't do well in high school, and then you won't go to college. And I realized I was going a little bit off. You know, he was only 5.5 years right. old. And so then my younger one, who was almost 3, looked at me and said, "What's college?" And then I kind of said, "Oh, that's too funny." So I said, "Well, college is where you learn to be anything you want to be, like a doctor or a dentist." And he looked at me really seriously and he said, "When I go to college, I want to learn to become a dragon."
Okay.
And so then I said, "Okay." And years later, of course, I looked back at that and I said, I think I could make that into a children's sure. story as well. You know, of course, add in a little more imagination and take that context of the conversation and just mm-hmm. expand on it.
Great story. One last question. What's next? What are you working on?
I'm actually presently working on another Mama's Bees.
Mama's Bees.
Another title, yes. They don't all have the title Mama's, but this one does. Basically, it's also based on a true story, and I'm going to exaggerate a little bit on the characters.
Looking forward to it. Well, that's all the time we have for now, but thank you so much for joining us. If you would like more information about Anat Tor, please visit our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/Anat, A-N-A-T, dot Tor, T-O-U-R, dot 3. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Again, this is Raina Menashe, and you have been listening to East County Magazine's Bookshelf, bringing you stories of local literary luminaries and some great books to read.